Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure. It's 2511.
Okay.
1301-0033-7955.
Perfect. Just give me 1 second to pull up your file here, and then we can get the ball rolling here for you. All right, perfect. Is this, looks like J&J Hardwood Floors and Remodeling?
J&J Hardwood Floors and Home Remodeling, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. And who is this that I'm speaking to?
Jared Poza, the owner.
Jared, okay. And are you 100% owner there?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. Let me just confirm some quick details here on the file, and then I can kind of answer any questions that you have. As far as a good number here, just in case we get disconnected, is the 708-532-9377 number the best number there for you?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And can you just confirm the billing address there for the business?
12601 Fairbanks Street, Cedar Lake, Indiana, 46003.
Perfect. And as far as like business classification, you guys a partnership, C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
LLC.
LLC. And, perfect. And how long have you guys been in business?
I opened the business in 93, and then I changed the name a couple times, but last year in February was the last time I switched over to J&J Hardwood Floors and Home Remodeling. It used to be J&J Hardwood Floors and More. People just kept asking over and over, what's it and more? So I changed it to Home Remodeling so they knew what it was.
Very well. Perfect, perfect. So, you know, we got a lot of programs here. If you want to just kind of paint a picture of what you were maybe looking to do, I can point you in the right direction there.
Well, I currently have two merchant cash advances, which I'm paying down. Companies that I've been working with for like 2 years now, they've given me quite a few. And I've paid them all off on time and everything. Everything's been good with those.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking to kind of expand into, we've been doing a with the money and stuff like that, we've been doing a lot of flips for builders and stuff like that where, you know, the investors buy the property, pay us to remodel the property. I've been using them, the funds to purchase the materials and everything to do the remodel. And then at the end, when I get paid, you know, it puts money back and then we make a little profit on top of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to be just the guy who makes his profit just from the work. You know, I want to be the guy that buys the property and makes all the money.
Okay. So you want to start taking on the whole process there.
Right.
Okay.
The investor and be the investor.
I see. And as far as that's concerned, did you have an idea as the amount of capital there you might need to get your foot in the door there on that part of the business?
Well, I was looking at they said that it was preset for $250 for us for the company. So that was perfect.
Okay. Is that a number there that you'd be working with?
Did you? Because I can get homes for like 35, 40 grand, put 50 in them and sell them for 140.
Oh, wow. Okay. So with the current business model, mm-hmm. were you basically just contracted out to come in and just fix it up there? Is that what you guys basic operations have been?
They purchased the house. We did all the work on the inside, got it all ready for them, and then they just sold the house. They basically just put up the money to buy it. Put up the money to fix it, and then they sold it, you know, and that was it.
I see. And then when they hire you for that, were you ever put on like a net 30 or net 60 there on the payout structures, or was it all pretty up front there?
It wasn't all up front. It was pretty much a deposit up front, and then, you know, as you complete tasks that are on the worksheet, you know, everything that's being done, then I would get a partial, and then a partial, and then a partial, and then a final payment after everything was walked through and a punch list was gone over.
I see. And how many employees do you currently have then with the operations there?
Four
of you? Okay. So say you were able to get into this part of the business there, would you be looking to bring on some more employees as well?
Actually, I mean, with four guys, we do two houses every 60 days.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the scope there of what you want to be operating on, or do you want to become bigger?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, if we do that, we're in really good shape.
Okay. So you said, I'm sorry, I want to get that number right. You said you can flip two houses in about 60 days?
Like every 60 days, yep.
60 days with the current operations. Wow, that's quite impressive. And where are you guys operating at? Cedar Lake?
Indiana?
Yeah, like, okay.
I live in Indiana, but I mean, the most of the flips we've been doing are like Illinois or Indiana, you know, mm-hmm. South Chicago. We're doing one in Homer Glen, and we got one going in Munster right now. So we got one going in Indiana, one going in Illinois. And the one in Illinois, all we have left is put the bathroom together, stain the deck, and throw in the kitchen cabinets. Now it's done.
Wow. So
one in Munster, we're almost done with two. We just got to put in the rest of the doors, put up the trim, spray the trim, put the final coat on the floors, and we're done. So then I'll have room for two more houses. So that's why I was looking into this, because when this got sent to me, I was like, huh, man, that would be nice. If that's a business line of credit that I could use, you know, I could buy the house for 30, buy the materials as we need them, and then, man, sell them, because they're selling so fast at that price range. These guys aren't holding on to them for more than 4 or 5 days after they're done. They're selling them right off because they're
wow.
Like $200,000 houses in foreclosure for 35, 40 grand. You know, they're putting 45 in them and then turn around and selling them for 140, making like 40 grand. Then in and out quick, you know.
Yeah, and how long have you been doing this process here? Is this something you guys recently got into, or have you always been just the...
I was a flooring company all the way until about 2002. Then I switched over to doing hardwood floors and home remodeling. And then in 2008, we picked up Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Habitat for Humanity. And we were doing work for them all the way until 2013. And basically, I took what I learned from doing them, you know, doing their work, because they had a set schedule and a set list. So they gave you the list that you had to have done, and you had X amount of days to get it done. On average, it was 14 to 21 days to get it done and in and out, bank approved, so you can get your payout. And that was 30 days to 60 days net on those.
Wow.
Put all the money up out of pocket. So we did a bunch of those for about 3-4 years. And then they changed it to where you did everything. Once the bank approved it, then you had to wait 90 to 120 days to get paid. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it anymore. So then I picked up a bunch of investors. So I got like 3 investors that we do work for. But I'm sitting here watching the investors. I'm like, the only difference between me and them is they have the money to buy the houses.
Exactly. They have the capital.
There's no... Right, they have the capital to buy. I just don't have the capital to buy.
This sounds super lucrative here. Is this something that's been, is this growing in where you guys are located here, or is this something that...
Oh, yeah.
Right
now, I mean, there's tons of homes in this area that are in that price range that, you know, other people walk in, you know, and look at them and go, yeah, right, no. You know, we walk in and go, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Go and divvy it up a little bit, and you end up flipping it for what... the margins sound like are quite attractive.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So as far as how much capital we can allocate for you, are you familiar with working capital programs? Have you ever taken out one?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Like I said, I've been doing it since last year, and I've got two going right now that I make daily payments on. I got one I pay $228 a day, and the other one I pay $168 a day.
Who do you
have? Strategic, I have with one. It's like... And then the other one is New Growth Capital.
New Growth?
Yep.
Okay.
New Growth.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And you said one was for 30, the strategic was 30K?
33, yeah.
33, and what was the New Growth?
New Growth was
17.5. 17.5. And are those... balances pretty close to what they started with? How long ago did you take those on?
I think Strategic was like 2 months ago, and New Growth was like a month and a half ago.
Okay. And
yeah,
so
they were
renewals.
Both of them were renewals.
Both were renewals. Okay.
Yeah. So what they did was they knocked down. So basically, like when I took out the 33, it knocked down my old one, and I walked out with, I think it was like 17 on the first one, and then on the second one, I walked away with like 9.
I see.
You know, what they did was they paid off the old one and refinanced, and, you know, I didn't want to. But they just said, well, if you redo it now, we can do this. I'm like, okay. Then my payments went down on both of them, so I was like, oh, all right.
There you go. And so as far as those two loans, are you looking to consolidate those, or are you just looking for a third position?
Well, I figured if I got this, I would just pay both those off and then use this for the houses.
Okay. So as far as working capital programs here, it is based mostly off of your top line revenue. Do you know what you guys did in sales there last year for the business?
The company is very solid at 25 to 30 a month, sometimes 35, but it's very solid in that range every single month.
So 25 to 35K a month on average? Okay. Let me do some quick math.
I mean, there are months where I've hit 50 and there are months where I've hit 40. It just depends on the month. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how many jobs. Because while we're doing these, we also go, like, we'll take a day or two and go out and do a sand job. Sand jobs can pay up to, you know, $1,000 a day. So we'll go and do those here and there. So
I see. So I'm trying to do some math here. We probably, you there? Scratching out a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I'm here.
So as far as capital is concerned, we'll probably be able to free up, I would say, anywhere from maybe $25,000 to $40,000 in unsecured cash. As far as getting you the $250,000, that's going to be a little bit out of our realm, just because that's right around probably what you guys do a year. You're probably right around $300,000 to $350,000 a year.
Right. Yeah. Like
okay.
$325,000 to $350,000 every year.
I see. So with the two loans that you do currently have, they're both renewals there. So that seeing that's actually it's a good sign. You don't have multiple positions there, and you're just trying to bring on as much capital as possible. You have the good lending history there. So we will be able to free up some capital. I'm not sure if it's going to be enough to consolidate the two. We could possibly look at another position there, and then we could look at possible renewals there where we can get you more capital to eventually pay the other two off, and you can just have a larger one sum. That would make a better sense there for the business, especially with what you're trying to do here. I'm just trying to get a gauge here. The other two big things that we're going to look at is time in business and then your credit. What's your credit look like? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Like a 660, I think it is.
Okay, 660. Okay, so you're right around average. I mean, just a little bit below. The good thing with working capital, you know, it's mostly based off the cash flow. So if you can show the cash flow and the health of that looks good, that's going to be the best bet there for you on an approval. But when were you looking to bring this on? Was this something you had a few projects down the road? Was this something you wanted to bring on now?
I saw that there's a couple properties that I can jump into that, you know, I can get in. I get them sent to me daily on my emails, so I wanted to see if I can get into those.
Okay.
And take them on.
And you said you had, was it three partners there that you were working with that basically were putting up the capital?
Well, they're not partners, they are investors, and they hire my company to do all the work for them.
I see.
So they're not partners, they're just investors that hire my company to do the work. So.
And if you were to get into the side of the business where you were actually the one, you know, putting up the capital, would you still be aligning yourself with the investors there, or are you looking to branch off and just do everything by yourself?
Yeah, I'm looking to eliminate them because then I wouldn't need them. The only reason I use them is because they're the ones that are giving us the business right now.
I gotcha. Yeah, definitely.
I basically want to become them.
Let's trade shoes. Very well.
Yeah, that's what I did when I opened my business. Was my boss kept telling me, "Oh, you know, there's no other place to go except for my job." I'm like, "Well, I want your job." He's like, "Ah, you can't have it." So I opened my own company and left them. I just took over and did it myself, you know. And it brand, you know, my first 50 jobs were for him because my company was so successful and the work I did was so good. He couldn't afford to lose me at that time, so he hired my company to do the work for him.
I gotcha. Well, I'd like to get the ball rolling here. Let's see what kind of approval we can get you, if we can allocate some capital there for you to get the ball rolling on these opportunities here. I would hate for you to even miss one with the margins there that you said you can get on it. Well, it might be a good email there for you, Jared. I can shoot over the information for what we need to get that process going.
It's sandmanjp@aol.com,
you said?
Yep.
AOL.com. So I have sandmanjp@aol.com.
Yep.
Perfect. So I will shoot the email over. It's just going to have the list of what we will need. So it'll just be the one-page application that'll be attached. Very straightforward, just kind of basic information. And then it's going to be 2015 tax return. Did you guys file yet, or did you get an extension?
I don't know. I got to call the accountant. I don't do any of that.
I got you. I see. So we would just need a copy there of the 2015 taxes, and then 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And then you would just need the two remaining balances there on the strategic and new growth loans. But once you get that over to me, I can get you submitted to underwriting, usually get you an answer in right around 24 to 48 hours, and we can kind of see what approvals we'll be working with.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. Do you have a pen and paper by chance near you?
Actually, no. I got a Sawzall on my hand. That's about it. I was just ready to make some cuts.
are you on your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, the number that it's not going to show up. I'll put my direct line then in the email. That way, if anything does come up, you just give me a call on that number, not the number you called to get to this one. And it'll go directly to me, that's why. So I will, I'll get this email going. It'll probably take me about 10, 15 minutes to get it over to you. Is this something that you kind of have readily available, or did you might need a few days to kind of get this all together?
No, I can.
Perfect. Well, I'll follow up with you tomorrow just to make sure everything was sent over correctly. And as soon as you can get that back to me, we can get the ball rolling for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Jared. It was good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
Thanks.
Bye.